Hey there, everybody. This is Jerry from The Bank Job, and I'm here to talk to you about some basketball. Hello, everyone. Today is December 16th, in case you were wondering. And we're going to talk about last night's game in basketball and how much I feel like garbage right now because I'm allergic to my own house. It is negative 3 degrees where I am right now, so it's a great day, a win-win for everybody around the NBA universe. Now to talk about sports. Last night, the Bulls played the Bucks. Two very similar records going head-to-head. Coming into this one, I believe Milwaukee was 11-12, and the Bulls were 12-12. No, 13-11. That's what they were. This game, not so good for the Bulls. You'd think that the better team, the more experienced team, would definitely win out against the younger, youthful vigor of this Milwaukee Bucks that seemed to have very little cohesiveness together. But that did not happen last night at all. It seems that Chicago had three people show up. The three people that should always show up. Taj Gibson, 19 points. D-Wade, 20 points. 21 points from Jimmy Butler. They did what they needed to do. Good for them. Rajon Rondo, 5 points. Not that great. I don't really expect much from him, so he's hit or miss, and he'll probably be traded by the time the trade deadline comes around. But here's the thing. Antetokounmpo went nuts last night. 30 points, 14 boards. Jabari Parker, 28 points. It was just like a slam dunk contest for a lot of this game. They were just running and fast breaking and getting some alley-oops. It didn't matter. This game was over real fast. Final score, 97-108 Bucks. The next game, the Indiana Pacers played the New Orleans Pelicans, in which Anthony Davis just continued to do work as he does always. This one, instead of the slam dunk contest, we had more of a three-point shootout. This one, it actually had a pretty good effort from Indiana and New Orleans, both. Paul George putting up 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, adding 2 steals to his stat sheet as well. Michael Turner played great last night, 26 points, 8 boards. Jeff Teague coming in, 21 points, 10 assists last night, and 6 rebounds. Just doing absolute work out there. It was a great game and a great overall effort from Indiana and New Orleans as well. New Orleans has one man who's up there for the MVP votes. 35 points, 16 boards, 5 blocks last night from Anthony Davis. Playing absolutely phenomenal basketball. Buddy Hield, 21 points last night. Unexpected for sure. Let's see what his average is for the rest of the season. 8 points. Averaging 8 points in his rookie start. But last night, able to put up 21 points. I'm sure he was very happy about that. And then Drew Holiday also coming in. 16 points, 7 boards, 14 assists. I told you, when he plays good, the whole team wins. Thank you very much. Final score, 95-102 New Orleans Pelicans. The next game, Portland Trailblazers playing the Denver Nuggets. This was a big tribute game. I think that Denver played its hardest for Craig Sager out there. It seems like they're the team that played the hardest, seeing as they scored the most points, and it was absolute obliteration. I forgot to mention that Craig Sager, longtime sideline announcer for the NBA, passed away last night due to a battle with leukemia he's had for years and years, and it's I think the whole league definitely felt emotional last night and wanted to play their very best for him. And it'll go on the rest of the season that same way, I'm positive. Last night, Portland played against Denver. Great outing from both teams. This stat sheet is filled for both teams because this was super high scoring. Damian Lillard last night, 40 points, 10 assists. Just doing absolute work. CJ McCollum, 23 points. Miles Plumlee, Mason Plumlee, I don't know who it is, whichever one, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, played great. They had 3 very good outings from 3 players last night. And other than that, they had great floor movement as well, being able to spread the ball. Everybody chimed in a little bit. But Denver last night, they were hitting some threes all night long. Danilo Gallinari, 27 points last night. Wilson Chandler, 17 points. Jokic, 13 points. Harris, 18 points. Emmanuel Mudiay, 10 points. Kenneth Faried, 11 points. Jameer Nelson, 15. Is it Will Barton? 15 points. This was just absolute destruction from this team. Everybody got their hand in there, just doing as much as they possibly can to score the ball, especially making a good effort in fast break points, playing super, super well. This was a fun game to watch. I hope that everybody gets to look at some highlights from that one, just to see the potential for the Nuggets within this year and this next upcoming year. It could be great to watch. Everybody just stick around for that one. The next game, San Antonio Spurs playing the Phoenix Suns. This game actually felt a lot closer than it ended up being. A great outing from San Antonio last night, as it's always going to be from people from this dynasty that always produces. 18 points, 10 rebounds for Kawhi Leonard last night, along with two steals, always getting a hand in defensively. LaMarcus Aldridge, 14 points, 7 rebounds. Pau Gasol, 18 points, 9 boards. Tony Parker getting into the double digits this time, 11 points for him. Deadman, 11 points and 9 rebounds, playing super well. He looks kind of like he could be related to the Admiral. If, like, the Admiral and Greg Oden were mixed together, I feel like that equals Mr. Deadman over there. Phoenix played very well last night, too. Booker, 17 points. Eric Bledsoe, 14 points. Jared Dudley added 10. Welcome back. It's kind of funny to look at these teams because Phoenix played very well. Their stat line looks like it's garbage compared to the last game, though, with Portland. Portland lost that game 120 to 132, right? San Antonio won this game 107 to 92. 92 is still not a bad scoring night, and they did not play bad at all. But with this season and having as high scoring as it is, high pace, high volume basketball, it makes these guys look like scrubs out there, like they're just warm-up guys. It's insanity. Once again, final score of this one, 107-92, San Antonio. The final game of last night, the New York Knicks playing the Golden State Warriors. And in this game, Golden State did work as they usually do. They have so many weapons on the floor, and that results in great spreading of the basketball and good passing, as long as no one is too selfish out there. Golden State last night made 45 field goals. They had 41 assists. So they were only 4 points last night where somebody just drove the ball up the court and shot it. They absolutely destroyed it, spreading the basketball, and that definitely led to an overall victory for them. The final score in this one, 103-90, Golden State. Steph Curry putting up only 8 points last night. Only 8 points. They did not really need him to win this game. But, I mean, what's that say about the Knicks, that the best player arguably in the league right now, best scorer in the league, I'm not going to say best player, best scorer in the league only had 8 points, and you still lost by 13 points. Steph had 8 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, so still doing some work. Klay Thompson, 25 points. JaVale McGee, 17 points. Kevin Durant, 15 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. They just played so good. Draymond only had 5 points. Like, they didn't need to have a great effort to beat a very, very bad team. And that just shows you the difference between the East and the West, as the Knicks also have a winning record and I think are in, like, the 4 spot in the East right now. Yeah, they're in the 4 spot. That's insanity. That's, the East and West is so bad. Don't get me started on this. Tonight, there are a few good games. Actually, there may be one good game. The rest of the weekend, there's only like 2 total good games that I want to see. And anyway, this is not the best weekend for basketball watching. So if you wanted to take a weekend off and, you know, do some other things, I suggest this would be the weekend. Tonight is a rematch. The Bucks and the Bulls are playing again, this time in Chicago. So we'll be able to see how they fare going back in once they have played against them and see if the Bucks can put on the same show that they did last night. And then also this weekend, we have Golden State playing the Trailblazers, which is not like a super amazing game, but it's one of the very few picks that I'd like to watch this weekend because we're not going to get a ton of opportunities to see Damian Lillard and Steph Curry face off. A great battle of the point guards in the Western Conference, as each of them on any given night could throw up 45 points and help their team to a victory. So I just want to see a great shootout tonight. I know Golden State's not going to play any defense, and I know that the Trailblazers have no one to play defense, so this will be a good one to watch if you want an entertaining matchup. But that is it. That is all I have. There were not many games last night. Everybody should watch one game this weekend. That's my encouraging news for this weekend. That's it. If you like what you hear, or if you don't like what you hear, leave me a comment in iTunes or send me a tweet on Twitter and rate, and if you do like it, then subscribe. If you don't like it, then don't subscribe, or actually do subscribe, just to listen to how bad I am, and then it makes more people listen to that, and then I appreciate it even more, because you're nice people. Thank you for listening. I'm still not sure why you are. This has been Jerry with the Bank Draft and with the NBA Timeout, and I will leave you guys to work. Peace.